Yeah, that's a funny draw. Do you want to say it, shall we?
We got that a month for a night, haven't we?
If you close the curtains, it'll go even brighter.
Is it working now?
I don't think so. Turn all the lights.
There's hardly any. Well, let's put a blind on. There's hardly any tips left on it. Don't shake it too much.
Tips? What's tips?
Well, tips, the fibre optic tips. The tips are the things that light up.
Close that now.
Right. Oh, look. They're nice, aren't they?
Hey! See that green thingy?
Yes.
What is it? What is it on the... I don't know what that green is. Oh, you!
They're green and red and white, aren't they?
Yes.
They're pretty.
Can you see some blue?
Can you? Where's the blue? Oh yes, she can. As you move it around, yes, actually, you can see lots of different colours. It's a little bit like our Christmas tree. It's had bits on like that, didn't it?
No, it hasn't.
It doesn't seem as dark,
does
it?
You run out of batteries.
No, you just turned it
up. No, I haven't. Yes. It's a top. It is up. What does my friend? Oh, yes, there is.
Be careful. Mind your eyes.
Ow.
Not
near eyes, all my this eyes. Could be a bonfire, yeah. And you set it off, and you stand back, didn't you?
Yeah.
Then you saw the multicolour one.
What is it people say when the rockets go in the sky?
They're called...
Listen, we've just shut the door, the microphone's out, so I have to open this again. That's it. Just realised.
Oh, the light's getting in.
No, I know, but we can't have the door shut.
It's coming to go in here.
All right. Well, we need to get dressed anyway, Tom.
Oh, let's go.
Come on, I want to get you changed because
it's lunchtime now.
I'll turn it off and then tonight when it's bedtime and it's properly dark.
Oh, it's still on, but I can't
turn
it
off. Please. Turn it off. Come on, you can. That's it. It's a bit stiff, isn't it? It's nice, that.
And I was really glad to found it.
Let's get your dress.
I am so glad I found it.
Good.
Look, I've got a spare cushion.
Right. It's got a tiger on it, that one, isn't
Pardon?
It? It's got a tiger or a lion on it.
Let's have a look.
Daddy made that years ago.
No, there isn't.
There is. When Daddy was a schoolboy, he made that. Look. Let's just get the right way around it. We don't tell her we couldn't find the right way around. It's that way around.
Oh.
There's its ears.
Hey.
Can you see?
I think it's a lion. Ah! It's biting me!
It's a tiger, actually. I don't think it's a lion. I think it's a tiger.
Oh, it's biting me!
Let's try you now.
Oh, it's biting!
You feel a bit cold, actually. Don't you?
That's how snugs, are we?
Look how snug in Mummy's hair. Let's have a look at your nails. Then they'll need cutting. It's only the other day. I did it, isn't it? Right. Tell you what, let's put your vest on to keep you warm. And pants. There you are, pop your pants on, please. Thomas! Put your pants on, please. That's bad. No, that isn't a proper laugh. That's just a silly noise. Stop it. Right, come on, put a vest on, put your pants on.
Okay, really nodded.
And then I'll just sort your nails out. So at least if you've got some clothes, then you keep
work. I don't. My nails cutting.
Well, we'll just have a look. One or two. I only cut them the other day, but one or two of them look a bit so long again. So.
Oh, long! Go work! But then you need to do all of them.
No, I don't.
I do.
Come on, stop causing fuss.
Oh, which one are they then?
Right, come sit near, please, the edge.
Actually, it's better doing them in daylight than at night, isn't it?
Oh, so I can see better.
Hey, we've got nice nails. Not like Mummy's. Mummy's are horrible at the moment. They were nice at Christmas when they were really long. Well, you didn't like them when they were long, though, did you?
No. Why?
I don't know. You didn't like them. I must admit, they were nice to look at, but I couldn't do a lot of jobs as easily.
Oh, yeah, because do you remember when you tried to do a balloon and it popped?
Did it pop? Yeah. I can't remember, but it was possible.
Pop!
Really? Was that because of my long nails?
Yeah, that's your silly long nail. Oh, can you see this right there?
Yeah,
must be a snake.
A snake? Will you sit still, otherwise I'll end up cutting you?
Yeah.
How's that? You can still talk to me, it's just sitting still.
I don't think I want to.
You don't think you want to? Am I miserable today or something?
You can't be miserable. Not my little tittle. There's only me here. I know what your pants are like because I'm the one that washes them. Dries them, puts them away in your drawer.
No, everyone else at school knows because we have no trousers in at school, so everyone will see
our
pants.
Sit still, please. Why do you have no trousers on?
Because...
For PE. Sit still.
For PE because you don't want to get them wet.
No, but you just put your shorts on top of your pants, don't you?
No, I don't. What? Why do you put them on? You put them on your head.
Mrs. Wilson would allow you to go around with underpants on your head, do you? I knew you were a daft man, but it's
and
then we'd
put
it
on Willie's.
What have you just said?
Oh.
Right, think on, please.
What think on? Oh,
stop being silly, Thomas. You keep telling me how grown up you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
No, you're not, are you? When I say your mummy's baby, you get all upset. Tell me you're not a baby, you're a big boy. You're not talking like a big boy. I don't mind occasionally, but you know, it's all you talk about and it's just is so boring.
It's not for me.
I'm sure it's not for you, but it is for everybody listening. What about Luke and Adam?
Oh, they talk with me.
They talk with you? Well, in that case then, why don't you leave it until you're with Luke and Adam and you can talk about it together, but when you're with me or with other adults or with little girls, talk about something else, please.
I can't stop thinking of it. I can't.
I'm sure you could.
I can't.
Well, tell me now, while I'm just sitting here, cutting your nails.
But it's not something rude, it's something nice.
What's something nice?
And what me and Adam and Luke are doing.
What are you doing?
I'm making a volcano.
Making a volcano?
A real one.
Are you at school?
In the playground.
Oh, yeah? What with?
Lots of fire.
Really?
I put some in. I want some steps on the leaves.
When somebody steps on the leaves, the volcano goes, whoa, does it? Goodness me. Now, we'll just have a little snip off that nail there.
Well, then, they're walking. I was like, my friend, knife and talk on the Rachel.
Yeah.
And then they'll...
Oh no, why don't you like Rachel?
She's got bacon hair.
Bacon hair. Listen, you and Rachel used to go to toddler group together, and Rachel's birthday is the day after your birthday, Thomas.
Oh, what?
And when we were at toddler group, you used to always celebrate your birthdays together. I'm very friendly with her mummy. Her daddy's very nice.
Smelly smoother.
No, don't say that.
She's smelly smoother.
She's not. No, you don't.
Smooth.
No, you don't call people smelly. It's not nice. I know you were saying smooth, Emma. Sit still, please. Sit still, please. But what's Rachel ever done to you, Thomas?
She always keeps tickling me there.
I don't think she does.
Does.
Is it because you happen to tickle her, maybe?
No, just tickles me. Have you done this one?
Yes. Good. Sit down. But,
I'm hungry.
I know, well, we're going to have something to eat in a second. As soon as I've done this and we've got your clothes on. Listen, all the other little girls in your class...
Yeah.
...all like you. Does Rachel not like you?
No.
Well, you must not be nice to her.
I am nice.
Are you?
No, but she doesn't listen to say you're not my friend.
That's what she says.
But I am a friend.
Yeah, you would be friends. That's upset. Yeah, that's right. You'd be friends with a few people.
And guess what? The volcano's got in. When you touch the leaves, all the school's going to stop and leave even the teachers.
Oh, dear me. And then everybody will go up in the volcano. Just have a little look at your toenails. I think they're fine, actually.
And then me and Luke and Adam will be the teachers.
Oh, is that what you want to do?
I guess what?
What?
And Mrs. Thomas will be standing there.
Oh, hello, Purdy.
What's that? Is it a ghost?
Oh. Yeah, I think so.
Look.
It's a ghost that said meow. What's a fluffy tail? Who do you think that sounds like? Is it
a Purdy ghost?
A Purdy ghost? Oh, I hope she's not a ghost.
Look. She is, because she's invisible. I don't think I'll see the Purdy ghost.
Well, the Purdy ghost might be invisible, but the person that just walked past and went meow was very invisible because I saw her.
Oh. Must be a little cat.
I think it was, actually. Do you know who he looked like?
No.
Purdy Woody.
Oh.
I think it was Purdy, actually.
This is a lot.
No, will you please sit? I'm going to end up cutting one of your toes off in a minute.
But...
Sit still.
It is Purdy.
Oh, that's all right then.
I hope it's still not a meow ghost.
I think Purdy might be hungry as well, Thomas.
Purdy might be.
Still, Thomas.
Purdy might be a meow ghost.
Yeah.
And had four legs.
Had four legs, a tail, two ears, and it went
meow. Like that.
Just like that.
Oh, yeah, she wants me. Hello, I'm the meow officer.
Right, sit still.
No.
Let's just look at these little feet. I don't want any little bits of nails to have got in between your toes, otherwise it will tickle.
What's my name?
What's your name? Fred. No, you mean what you've done with your name? It spells. You've rearranged all the letters on your train, haven't you? It should read Thomas.
We start with the elephant.
No, you've not moved the elephant at the end. You've moved the R. It starts with R. Then what letter?
T.
T.
Then M.
M.
And then
S.
Then A.
A.
Then
M.
H.
Huh.
And then elephant.
Yeah.
What's that my card?
Otmasaha.
Otmasaha.
Otmasaha. Otmasaha.
Me one of my name.
So, Otmasaha, let's put these blue socks on.
Very good, I knew it said that.
It is, otherwise you'd wonder why I was calling you Otmasaha, wouldn't you?
Right. What does it really say?
It really says Otmasaha.
Right. And Mum.
Yeah. Right. I don't know whether these trousers are
what
right.
Does it say?
It says, Otmasaha. It says that it more or less says the same because you've only swapped the last two letters round, haven't you? The H and the A.
Oh,
so it
no.
Still says Otmasaha.
Putting them in the right place.
Are you?
I'm putting them in the mug.
I bet you don't.
Oh, I'm fine.
I bet you don't.
Oh, sure I am. There you go. Oh, look, it's stuck.
Oh, it's a spread.
No, it doesn't. Upside down, Fred.
Upside down, Fred. It says... Where's it gone? Oh, it's in your hand. Well, that's no good, is it?
Oh, Mum, it's stuck. I can't get it out of it. Look, Mum. Look.
Oh, well, just be careful with them, Thomas.
Come, please.
No, well, they're not ready for taking. Right, please put your trousers on. Yeah. Come on, trousers and trousers.
Shh. I slipped.
Come on, put your trousers on.
Yeah, I done it. Optimissa.
It says Otsaha.
Sasa.
Right, jumper on. That's it. If I put that on, it will say Otsmaha. It's still saying the same sort of thing.
No, but Mum, that's right at the end now. But I couldn't get it out.
Oh, change your spine in a minute. Pop your trousers on.
It's like you can't do the surf snug.
Brush your hair so you look nice.
I bet you can't do the surf.
Surfer snug. Do you know that?
No.
Surfer snug and Sammy Snake and shop and sweets and sugar and spice and sorbet and strawberries, sheets and sheep. And songs and singing and submarines and
screens
and swings and smacks. And smiles
and sacks
and sopping kisses
and sacks.
Sacks, yes, of course. And steam trains.
Slide,
yes. And eyes back with my little eyes, something beginning with sun.
War. Something war.
Something with what? Wuh.
Wuh.
Wuh. Like wood.
No.
Oh, wuh wuh bottom.
No. Wibble bottom.
No, wibble bottom. Oh. Wookies.
Wookies. No.
Oh. Wendy House.
No.
Come on, let's brush your hair.
No.
Come on,
I know.
You're really giddy biddy this morning. I don't know what's the matter with you.
Well, Newton has a statue.
A statue that begins with S.
And Newton, someone hit me. Newton, you hit me like that.
Yeah.
Well, then a statue falls over.
Well, and it would smash into little pieces. Another word beginning with S. Smash.
Smash begins with
I've got another word with W.
What?
Wax. Let's see if we've got any in here. Oh. Sit down, I'll get this cotton bud. Come on, what do you get now? Come on, we're taking Bouncy. Come on, Tom, let's do it. Come on,
hey.
No, come on. Right, I'm going downstairs now.
Are you ready to play? Yeah.
Come on, please, Tom.
Come on. I need to get...
You look different today.
Need to get a ear for an eye close it.
No, stop it now. No. Come on, you're going to get it, Thomas. We need something to eat. Come on. It's going to be if we don't eat now, we will not have time. We've got to go. Come on.
Hey, I'm ready to do it.
Thomas. promise. No.
If you say the magic word.
Please.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. I'm sure you've got beautiful clean ears.
Is there any axe wax without?
No. Right, let's sit up. Sacks and wax. Come on, sit up, please.
Sacks and ducks. Sacks and wax.
Wax.
And tacks. Yeah. And attack.
And max.
And attack. And attack.
And pax.
And max.
And max.
And sack.
It is a beautiful. Beautiful.
And max.
Let's have a cuddle now.
The thing went down there.
Ah! Oh, he's a goody goody baby.
Mum?
Yes.
They were sending you in a place.
Yes.
Stand in there.
Yes.
Oh, look, you were standing there.
No, no,
no. I don't have prisoner because we need to start the game.
What did you say?
I don't have prisoner.
You're a prisoner?
I'm not.
You're not a prisoner.
No, you're a prisoner. Stand over there. And there's a burglar behind me. Stand over there. And you saw the, and this was your bestest statue. And then you look back and then people were pushing the statue and it would smash. Rush!
Oh, dear, dear. And I'm a policeman and I saw everything happen. I'm going to arrest you and you and you and you and you and you and you for breaking my precious statue. And then I shall come along with my magic wand and the statue will be magic dip again. Wonderful. Right, come on, off you get now. Come on. You've got to go. Let me just do your hair again. Where's the brush, do you know? Come on, where's the brush? Come on, now. Do as your toes.
I'm just so hungry.
Well, precisely. Hurry up and go on, because otherwise we've no time to eat. We've got to go in a minute. Quick, downstairs.
Oh,
now.
I don't rush back.
Downstairs, now.
Come on, Mum. Okay, it's a meow ghost.
Is it the ghost cat?
A meow ghost. A meow ghost.
Hello, puss.
Come
on. I was going to turn the light off, and it's just the light, the sun. Right, off you go.
I'm really hungry. Let's get doing some more jobs. Need to do. Well, Janine comes, you do that. You go down the stairs.
Janine comes? Janine's not coming. We're rushing to go out.
Why are we rushing to go out? You don't want me to.
You're rich.
I've got lots of cash.
Oh, yes, it's toy money, but it's jolly nice. Have money.
Pretend it was real money. Real money.
I wish it was real money. Wouldn't that be exciting? Can you imagine real money?
Yeah. What did I spend it on?
Mummy?
No.
Oh. I thought that would be a really nice thing to spend all the cash on. Your poor old mum.
Oh, but something else I eat.
Oh, not sweets.
Mm-hmm. Winders!
Winders?
You
like winders, don't you?
Mum, I'm the cash layer. I am.
The cash layer? Oh, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. Will you put this back now, Thomas, please? Will you put that back on your table now, please? Thomas, no. Pick those up and then put that away, please.
Oh, but it's the cash layer. Cash layers do that.
Well, that's quite all right, as long as you pick it up when you're
finished. I will.
Yes, but you don't. That's the trouble.
I will do it. I will do it, Mum.
Will you?
Pardon?
Will you?
I will. Okay. What did you say?
As long as you pick it up, I don't mind. But you forget to pick things up, don't you?
Drrrr! Drrrr! Drrrr!
please, and come to the table. Come on, Tom, now, please.
Mum.
You better get a tissue before you come as well, please.
Oh, what?
Pardon?
Oh, right.
Right, I thought you said I won't.
Look.
Okay. Would you like some bread or would you like a Ryvita?
Bread and Ryvita.
Right, okay. Right.
It gets hard.
And sit on the table, please.
I don't know, please.
And those raisins?
No, I don't want them.
You don't want them?
I need a fork, please.
It's not ready yet. I just want you sitting at the table.
Oh.
How are you? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Matter, Thomas? What?
I bought the phone.
Oh, right. Oh, that's all right. That's not a problem, is it?
Well, can I eat yet?
Well, just wait till you've got everything on your
plate. I'm hungry. I've got some of your raisins.
Well, no, they're not my raisins. They're yours, darling.
They're yours.
I put them there for you.
Yours.
Right, a piece of this bread.
Yes, please.
Hello.
Can I stop?
Yes, of course you can.
Thanks.
Right, I'll cut an apple up as well.
Thanks.
Do you like that?
Mmm.
I'm going to have a cheese and ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Would you like that, or are you happy with just the sausages?
I want everything you want.
Well, see how you get on with that? Yes?
Mmm. Yeah.
We need to get some bread, and I'm not sure about milk, and some purdy food when we go out. That's enough bread now. Oh, no, we don't need bread, because we made a loaf, didn't we, last night?
Yeah.
Forgotten that one. If you want your milk roll, though, we need some more.
Yeah. I do want my milk roll.
Yeah, that bread's nice, though.
Isn't
it? Yeah. It is nice.
I like this.
You like it?
I like the nuts.
Yes, that's right. Little bits of seeds. Some sesame seeds, I think. Sesame seeds and sunflower seeds. There's all sorts of seeds and nuts. Right, you're going to sit a bit closer, please. Sit down. Eat over your plate. That's it. Right, would you like a drink?
Daffodil seeds.
Daffodils, I didn't say daffodil seeds. Actually, Thomas, I think you're a butcher, so I'm feeding you on seeds. Is that all right?
It's a butcher.
A butcher? A bird?
Oh, yeah.
Butcher we go. That's all right. Yes. I feed you on seeds and nuts and things like that. Tweet, tweet.
There's like some nut bread and some 2-3 sausages and 4 pear apple, okay?
Yes, I think birds probably do like all those things actually. Without the sausage.
And you were hoping you would see the bird. Tweet, 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 tweet!
Thomas, you didn't put those things back on the
Tidy up.
You can tidy up. Pardon?
You can tidy up.
Well, you'll be joking. After lunch, you have got to do it. Oh! No, I asked you to do it. You promised me that you would. Do you remember that little promise?
No.
No? Oh, well. Just have to remind you then, won't I?
Will you?
Right, I'll get a drink for you.
Is it worm juice?
Yes. That's all right.
Yeah.
Worm juice in your Thomas the Tank Engine cup.
Mum, you tell I was a talking bird.
Yeah. Lots of birds. You totally put.
I could be a squirrel.
Right.
Squirrels eat nuts.
They do.
Yes. I could be a squirrel, couldn't I?
You could.
What does squirrels say?
I don't actually know what they say, but I remember being in the park once with a friend and we heard a noise. It was sort of November time and it was all the squirrels chasing each other up and down the tree. And I can't remember what the sound was like, but when I went to the park another time and I heard this noise, I immediately thought, ah, that's the squirrels, because I recognised it.
Mum, it could be.
Not tapping on them. Tapping on the shells.
Yeah. Could be tapping. Thank you. And the birds have hands.
Woodpeckers sound like that.
I'm a woodpecker. Peck, 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 peck.
That's right. A woodpecker.
Come on, Martin, crunch ya.
Thomas, please, will you put your legs round, sit properly. Now look at your clothes, just look.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you eat over your plate. That's why you have plates. Would you like another piece of bread?
Yes, please.
There you go, I'm glad you like it. And you don't want some of my sandwich?
What is it?
Ham and cheese?
No.
No? You're happy with what you've got?
Yeah.
You could have a yogurt.
What does woodpecker eat?
Wood.
Eat wood?
Mm. It sits on trees. It's actually a nice looking bird. It's a beautiful looking bird. And it holds onto a tree and it goes woop 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 woop.
Is it on the
woop 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 woop.
Wouldn't it be funny if the sky was green and the grass was spotty yellow? Wouldn't it be funny if the trees could walk and the grass plants could see? Wouldn't it be weird? Wouldn't it be? Wouldn't it be peculiar indeed?
Most peculiar indeed.
Wouldn't it be funny if we swam to school and the teacher wore their pajamas? Wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it be peculiar funny?
It's funny because I've only heard you sing that song once. But the minute you started to say, wouldn't it be funny, I thought I'd bet Thomas start singing that song, didn't you? Whoops, Daisy.
What?
The red lights come on here, so we need to change the battery. I think.
I'm looking at that light.
Yes, that's right.
It's facing me.
Is it facing you? That's right, I have to keep an eye on these batteries.
You look at that one there.
Yes.
You look at the batteries facing you. I will look at the batteries facing me.
I've got a battery now.
Now you can work.
Let's see, what colours the light?
Green.
Green, so it's working.
Green, I need to look at. Now you need to look at my own way. Yes. Check.
I don't understand it really because they're both put in at exactly the same time. No, they're not though, are they? I was about to say, they're both put in at exactly the same time, but one's gone before the other, but they're not in at the same time because this one's gone, so I put a new one in, if you see what I mean.
That girl asked me the first.
That's right, yes. You did understand me, even though I was talking a load of rubbish, right? Well done. Clever you.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
If you talk rubbish, I'll throw you in the bin.
That was
Thomas. Then you got squashed up.
I will, won't I?
And your bones will break.
Mm. Bones will break, everything will break, and you won't have a mummy? Oh, you wouldn't like that. No, you wouldn't. Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Not that was, that crunch.
No.
Wouldn't it be funny if the teachers wore pajamas?
Would be quite funny, that. What sort of pajamas do you think Mr. Wilson would have?
Barbie.
Barbie pajamas?
Or a knicker pajama.
Oh, it's not Mrs. Thomas.
Pajamas.
Six, dear. You're having a meal.
Well, I think she has six still pajamas.
Mm. You need six still pajamas.
No, I haven't. It's my Wriggle pajama.
Mm. Yes, that's you, Mr. Wriggly Piggly. WP pajamas. Wriggly Piggly.
What does WP? Pajamas are.
W, were, stands for wriggly. P, stands for piggly. Wriggly piggly.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Mmm, that apple sounds crunchy munchy.
I'm going to have the bird drinking.
Mm-hmm. Birds
drink like this.
Do they?
Hello!
Hello, little bird. Are you having a nice drink of Ribena?
Yes. I like everything.
Do you? No, eat properly, Thomas, please.
I'm not Thomas.
Well, little bird, eat properly, please. Purdy's heard there's a bird about.
Where's she looking?
Mm-hmm. She's probably looking for a real bird. What do you think?
I am a real bird.
Are you? Right, come on, real bird, eat your lunch, please. She's probably looking at you thinking, what a rude boy.
Start fighting.
Just off you go, birds.
No birds around.
Thomas, don't be rude.
No, it's a bird around, isn't it?
Don't be rude.
I'm a bird, aren't I?
Is the apple nice?
Yes.
Good.
My home is
next door
to your house, huh?
Is it? No, you're going to spill that to drink and eat.
Don't you see a bird with white wings on that roof? They do.
Pigeon? Yes.
That's me.
Is it?
I've got white.
You won't have white wings if you're not your Ribena rabbit. Drink it properly, please.
Keep me as a pet. Just tell you I'm my pet. And I asked if you want to be my pet. You want to be? I haven't got any friends, and you would need to ask. You want to be my pet?
Hello, Mr. Bird.
Yeah.
Are you lonely?
Yeah.
Would you like to come and live with me and be my pet?
Yes, please.
I could feed you on bread and apple. And seed and Ribena. I think those birds just have water, don't they?
Tweet, tweet.
Does that sound good to you, little bird?
Tweet, tweet.
Come on then.
Tweet, tweet.
Would you like a little cage to sleep in at night? What's Linda and Brian's bird called? Woody? Is it Woody?
No, I haven't been there yet.
It hasn't been there yet, have you, dear little bird?
You're the first house I've been to.
Oh, am I the first time I've just taken you in as a pet? Oh. Why haven't you got any friends, little bird?
I always ask them to say no.
Perhaps you're too noisy. Please, little bird, eat that. And drink that copper.
I'm not little. I'm a daddy one.
Are you?
Flap.
Oh dear. Daddy in a flap. Sounds about right. Purdy's in the garden now, look, in the sun. Right at the bottom of the garden.
Purdy? A gadwah?
Yes.
I'm looking at a baby bird.
Oh, little baby bird, hello. Are you a shy baby bird? Come on. Would you like to come home with me? I've already got a big daddy bird who's in a flap. And I've got a pussycat.
And nothing other than I turned into a daddy bird. Tweet!
You're big enough to look after yourself now, aren't you, big bird?
Tweet, tweet!
Eat properly, please.
Tweet, tweet! Mum, just a minute. I'm finished now, Mum.
Have you?
This is going to fly away.
You're not leaving the table?
Oh,
no.
My mummy.
No.
Why?
Because you're in the middle of a meal.
I'm not.
Well, Walter, don't cry. Okay, you finish, but I haven't asked if you can leave the table, and no, you can't yet.
Oh.
Shall I put that piece of bread away? Yeah. Do you think you'd like to eat the apple later?
No.
Okay. I'll put this in a little box, you might have it later.
Yeah.
Okay?
Have you finished yet?
No, not yet.
Oh.
What about your drink? Do you want your drink?
No.
What's the matter? Not just yet, no.
Oh, have some milk.
Do you like a yogurt?
No, we
have pudding. What would you like? A yogurt?
Yeah. Do you want the pudding?
No, I'll have some apple. Wait.
I don't need to crunch about.
Is that Susan over there?
Susan.
Right.
I think it isn't Susan.
It isn't Susan?
Look, they've got a child.
I've heard. Oh, it isn't Susan then. What colour? Red?
Yeah, red.
Red?
I want two reds.
What do you say?
Please.
Well, now what do you say?
Thank you. Mum, I've learned to do this. Mum, I've learned.
You're a good boy, aren't you? Yes. Very clever. There you are, there's a nice spoon for you. Just open one, wait till you've eaten that before you open this in case you don't want it, Tom. I've got a piece of bread that you've not eaten. I thought I won't make more than one sandwich because I won't eat it. It's actually still feeling a bit hungry.
Put some ham on there and put some butter on. Then fold it.
That's right. That's what I mean. I needn't to have two pieces of bread. I'll just have the piece of bread you didn't eat.
Saved it for you.
It did. Well, you've had quite a lot because you've had the sausages and the bread and one piece of apple. And a nice yogurt, is it nice?
Yes.
Tasty.
Mmm.
Remember we bought that in Tesco on Thursday?
Yeah. Remember when you annoyed
me? Oh, when was that, Thomas?
Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah.
When was I annoyed with you on Thursday?
Because I was trying to go to get some sweets.
You're trying to go to get some sweets?
Guess what? You were walking and you didn't see me. I ate one.
You better not have done. In the shop? In the shop?
Yeah.
I would be more than annoyed. I would be absolutely furious if I were. In Tesco? You ate a sweet in Tesco?
Yeah.
That's stealing, Thomas.
No, but nothing. The security guard came back to me and said, "You want a sweet?" The security guard said.
No, I don't think he would, Thomas.
He said, yeah.
But apart from that, you went out of my sight long enough for a security guard to ask you a question like that. Seriously, Thomas, if you take things without paying for them, that is stealing. Doesn't matter whether it's one sheet, one sweet, one grape, whatever it is. If you take something from a shop without paying, that is stealing.
I steal you.
Listen, I'm serious. If the security man had seen you, you could be in prison now.
But it doesn't look like a prison. Look at my house.
What sort of sweet did you take?
Well, I was over.
Did anybody see you take it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you ran around the corner? And is that when I shouted, "Come here"?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were doing? You did it very quickly, didn't you? Mm.
That's why I saved it, and when we all came home, I thought, I'll have that.
Now listen, I didn't see you do that. I know you went round the corner and I shouted and you came back. Don't ever do that. I mean it, Thomas, do not do that. Mm. In future, you hold my hand, or you hold Daddy's hand, or Nana and Grandad's hand.
Well, if I'm lost, I do.
No, you hold my hand anyway. I must see where you are. Because listen, if you run around that corner and you took a sweet without me seeing, somebody could have taken you without me seeing. Couldn't they? But please don't do things like that, Thomas. I know it's very tempting when all the sweets are there and you're feeling hungry, because it was quite late, wasn't it? So I picked you up from school, and then we went to Alphabet Zoo. No, it wasn't Alphabet Zoo, it was Wacky Warehouse, and then we went to Tesco, so I know it was near tea time. But, you know, if you'd been so hungry, you should have said to me, "I'm very hungry." And even then, I couldn't have let you eat something before we paid it, but at least I would have known that you wanted something.
I did tell you.
Well, you moaned on that you were hungry, but you didn't say, "Please, can I have something now?" Please, Tom, don't take things from shops. You're lucky this time that the security man didn't see you. But there are cameras watching.
Of course there isn't.
There is, Thomas. I absolutely promise you there are cameras in shops watching.
There is.
No, I'm not joking now. I know I joke with you. And I know I tease you about the police getting you and things. But seriously, Thomas, there are security men in shops.
Ooh.
For that. Thomas, why do you think the security men are there? They're there in case there's any trouble, and in case anybody takes something without paying for it.
Not for safe.
To keep you safe, to keep other shoppers safe from people who are stealing sweets and not paying for them. That's why things are so expensive in the shops, darling. Because if people keep taking things without paying for them, the shop has to make a profit, you won't understand that, but the shop has to cover its costs.
What does that mean?
Well, that means...
Yeah.
They sell things at a price. And if everybody goes into the shop and pays that price for things, everything's fine. If a few people don't pay...
Come on! And the shop... I really have a sweet.
Well, I'm going to tell you this anyway. I'm going to listen now. The shop has to take enough pennies in its till because the shop people have to pay the people who deliver their sweets. Say you have a factory and you make sweets.
I have got a factory that makes sweets.
Right, you have to find money to buy all the ingredients to make the sweets and to pay all the people who make the
sweets.
Here's
what you make sweets with.
Then, the delivery men need paying as well.
You do. Or delivery
ladies. So, when the shop decides I want to sell some sweets, it's got to say to the factory, how much are your sweets? And the factory will say, such and such.
That's such and such.
We'll say £20. So the shopman pays £20. Now the shopman must make sure that he has enough customers that give him enough money so that he gets his £20 back. And if everybody pays, there's no problem. If a few people don't pay, then he has to put the price up really high for those that do pay. Now, how many times have we been out and you said, oh, I want that, and I said, I'm sorry, I've got no money.
Mm-hmm.
Because things are expensive in shops, Thomas. But listen, just before you go, more to the point, you mustn't do it because you would, if the security man or a policeman had seen you, in fact, if a security man had seen you, you might have asked the police to come. Now, you imagine spending a night without Mummy in a police station, all because you take one sweet. It doesn't matter what it is. One sweet, five sweets, a toy, whatever it is. You never, ever take anything from a shop. All right? I'm sorry to go on. Please don't wander off. You've got crumbs all over.
I'm trying to get another yogurt.
Well, sit back and I'll get you another yogurt. Which colour would you like?
Orange.
Right. Now you just take
two
on board.
Two oranges.
You take on board, please, what I've just said.
Okay, border.
Because look, I know it's boring. But it's serious, Thomas. And you, Mr. Righteous, who's supposed to be so clever and so good, and I find out you've been pinching sweets. Gum.
Mum, look at this big nice tube. Isn't it big?
Mm.
Oh, that one's pink. I like the pink stuff.
Orange. Wait. Just one orange.
Two. I'm going to have...
Whoops, quick.
I'm going to have two pinks.
No, you're not having any more.
Why?
Yeah. That's quite enough.
I think three.
Quite enough for one, right?
And one, two, three, four.
They're only very tiny, actually, aren't they, those?
Can you open numbers? It?
Well, could you eat that one first, please, before you go to the other one?
Why?
Next time. Go on. If you're still in your sink, you're at the table properly. Thank you.
What price is this?
Well, four cost me 99 pence. And 99 pence is a penny less than a pound. One, you know that one of those coins, those thick coins, the round ones, small,
yeah.
Let's say £1. If you get a shopkeeper one of those, that's if you paid for it, Thomas. If you get a shopkeeper one of those coins and handed them the from our tray, they would give you one penny. That's the brown coins, the smallest brown coin. They give you one of those back, one penny change. 99 pence.
Well, I'll get one of those when I go shopping.
99 pence and a penny is a pound.
You know where I'm going to get it from?
No.
A toy money.
Yeah, I don't think the people in the shop would like toy money. Hello.
Why?
Because it's not real money, is it?
Hello, boss.
She needs paying on.
Mm. Yeah, but this is the thing, Thomas. I know sometimes you think I'm mean when I say Mummy hasn't got any money, but Mummy has to go out to work. Daddy has to go out to work. When you work, if you've done a good day's work, your boss says, well done, here's some pennies. And then I have to make those pennies last to pay for the house, the electricity, the water, treats, toys, sweets, all sorts of things. And when the money runs out, that's it, I have to go and do some more work. You know, there's a saying, money doesn't grow on trees, and it doesn't. You have to work for money. And only the people with money can buy things.
It could grow on trees.
Well, I wish it could grow on trees. But it doesn't. You have to work hard for money. And you can only buy things when you have enough money. Which is why many, many times we see things and I think, oh, I'd like that, or I'd like to buy that for Thomas. But I can't, because if there aren't enough pennies in my pocket, I can't do it.
And if Purdy's listening.
Well, Purdy knows this because I've spoken to Purdy about it before. And if you haven't got enough pennies in your purse or your pocket or your wallet to buy things, then you can't have them, because taking things without paying...
Well, you don't know if it's right, because you'd say, I've got 1p from home, and then it's 9p.
Well, that's it, you see. So you couldn't have it, could you? Now, if you'd taken 10p and it was 9p, you could have it and get a penny change.
What if it was £2? And you've got £3.
That's fine. You give them £3 and they give you £1 change. Or you'd be better just giving them £2 and keeping £1 yourself. Mm. But no, this is it, Thomas. You can only buy what you can afford. And if you can't afford it, you have to leave it on the shelf, because people who take things when they can't afford to pay it end up in prison. Okay?
You're like me.
People are like you. It doesn't matter who you are. If you take things without paying for it, that's where you end up.
In a nice home?
No, in a police cell. And the policeman would be very, very cross with you. They wouldn't be like they are now. When you see the policeman, they say, hello, son, how are you? They'd say, naughty boy, in the cell. And they'd trunk the door, and that would be it. And you wouldn't see me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Think on.
End of lecture.
Well, if you didn't pay, I wouldn't be next door neighbour.
Yes, all right. But Mummy always does pay, Thomas, because it's just not worth the risk, is it? I was asking Thomas, not you. Are you all right? You okay, puss?
I can be.
Meow.
No, meow.
Right, shall I tell you a little story now, Thomas?
Mm.
When I was a little girl, I went shopping in York with Nana Bielby, and we went to a shop called Woolworths. And you know Woolworths in Stockport?
Yeah.
The toy shop.
Yeah.
The toys. I went in there, and we were walking along, and on the floor, I saw a tiny bit of metal. It was only a little thing, a tiny thing. And I picked it up, and I thought, oh, I like the look of that. And I had a doll's house. And in my doll's house, I had all sorts of things like bedroom furniture, wardrobes and beds and dressing tables and things like that. And this little piece of silver that stood like that, it was almost like, you know the letter A, a triangle?
Yeah.
It was almost like that, but it was all made of metal, ever so tiny. And it was so bright, I could see my face in it. And I thought, oh, that would make a superb mirror for one of the dressing tables in my doll's house. So I picked it up, and I was about to put it in my pocket. Grandma Bielby saw me, and she went absolutely mad. And do you know what it was? In those days, you know how now you have little stickers on everything?
Yeah.
The man goes around with his sticker gun, and all the prices are put on goods. Well, in those days, oh, it happens a lot now as well, you used to have these little sort of price tags, are the only way I can describe them, above the goods. Say I was selling that, above it would be a little piece of metal. And the shopkeeper would put the price on the metal. And these little metal things used to slide along a bar. And they would show all the shoppers the prices. And I didn't realise, but what I picked up was one of these little metal bars. So I thought, oh, it's just a bit of something on the floor. Nobody wants it. I'll take that home for my doll's house. But none of me at Bilby made me put it back, because it did belong to somebody. It belonged to the shop. And she made me understand. I don't know what she said to me, but I've never forgotten it. She made me understand from a very early age that you don't take things because even if you think it's nothing, if it's in a shop, it belongs to the shop.
But if someone gives me it in the shop?
Oh, if somebody gives you it in the shop. I mean, occasionally we go to shops. Well, when we went to Mrs. Sweet's shops, do you remember she said, oh, have that, and she gave you the odd sweet. That's totally different. That's the person in the shop giving it to you, Thomas. Usually because you've been a good boy. They don't give naughty boys, you know, rowdy boys, sweets. But you never take anything.
Look, look, look.
What
red. red, yellow, yellow.
Yeah. I think what we'll do the next time we go shopping.
What?
You know the little toy purse that we brought from Spain? Well, it's not a toy purse, it's a real purse that we brought from Spain, but you use it with your play shop. When we next go shopping, we'll put some proper money in there. And when we go to a shop and buy something, you can pay. And then you can see how much change you get. Because at the moment, you always come to the till with me and we always say please and thank you. Always, always pay for things, sweetheart. Yeah?
Yeah. Then I can keep the money. Okay, I'm going to put it in my money box.
Can if you get any change. Right. I love you.
I love you.
I don't want you in prison.
What shall we play?
What shall we play? How about policemen catching naughty boys?
Yeah! You be a policeman, I'll be a policeman.
Why is a naughty boy?
He could be naughty cat.
No.
Yeah. Just pretend.
Right, well, let's get our hands washed and finish lunch.
And no one needs that only vest on.
Why?
Because I don't want it all fit on. I want it fit all on.
Oh, well, don't yet, because we want to go out and post a letter now.
No, please.
No, let's post our
letter. It's only a short game.
Well, we can play it when we go to the post box.
No. Why? Yes. I won't have our police helmets on.
You can put your police helmet on to go to the first box if you like.
Cool. Can you wear one?
No. I could be the naughty boy and you could hold my hand as if you're arresting me.
Okay. Can I have my handcuffs?
Well, I'm not going to the post box with handcuffs on, Thomas. That's taking it too far.
Then I could post it.
You'd probably end up posting me.
Yeah! Pose!
Stop smacking my bum. You messed the pot.